It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters think that Disney IP stands for Disney Ice Cream Party. I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
I'm very happy that I was able to say that. I kind of had to go out of my own mind to get like the word phrase Disney Ice Cream Party out. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Great opening.
Another successful podcast opening.
So I guess I won't count this as news. This will be a pre-news announcement. So we are going to be taking a two-week break from the podcast. We will still be posting Patreon episodes during that time. Mm-hmm. But because of D23, Michelle's birthday, we're going to not going to be able to record. And then we will be returning September 11th with a all-new glorious podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't fret. We will be back.
Yep. And if you guys want to come to my birthday party, you can.
You can. And you can see us at D23 and experience the podcast in real life, which is just talking to us.
Yeah.
So we are also going to be doing a meetup for D23.
Yep.
It will be at Downtown Disney at Earl of Sandwich, Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. Dale will definitely be there. I'm pretty sure Jenny Ray will be there.
We're going to invite Cameron and mm-hmm. Allison.
Yes.
Just all the characters that mm-hmm. we've mentioned in our podcast, we yes. are inviting to just like hang out.
Yeah. Just hang out, chit chat with us, talk about parks, talk about the panel.
Eat sandwiches.
Be the Earl of Sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah. Be like, I'm the queen of sandwiches.
I was like, we should bring a monocle, but where are we going to find a monocle?
Oh, challenge accepted.
Oh boy.
Amazon has everything.
That actually is super true.
We begin today with breaking news.
So let's talk about our D23 reservation experience.
Yes, let's do that.
So that happened today. So originally,
it was supposed to happen yesterday. Yeah,
originally, it was supposed to happen Friday. Then something happened at noon, and then they did an announcement saying, oh, it's actually now going to be Friday at 1. I didn't go to lunch, so then I waited, and then at 1:05, they said, oh, sorry, now it's happening Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't go to lunch either. All my mm-hmm. coworkers were like, hey, are you going to go to lunch? I'm like, Nope. Gotta get my D23 reservations. And they were like, oh, no, we get it.
And then, so it happens today, Saturday. Michelle, you had a very positive experience. Mine was not negative, but it was not ideal.
So Dale and I sat back to back and had both of our computers up. We both pressed refresh at the same exact time, mm-hmm. but Dale got in at like 12:10.
Yeah.
To the reservation, we got everything we wanted, which was we're going to the parks panel, unless Jasmine kills Dale.
Possible.
We're going to the parks panel, and we're also going to all three stores, and then one, let me look at my notes, mm-hmm. one Disney Archives. It's like one Disney Archives panel, which I'm super excited about. Great moments with Walt Disney.
Yeah, that one I tried to get, and that was full. So I got in. I didn't get in until almost 1 o'clock. It was like 12:50. And I like was in the queue before. They had like a 2-minute pre-queue.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that. Maybe that was the mistake.
No, because we were in that too.
Oh, and it said like, oh, we'll refresh automatically. So then it refreshed. I was in the queue till 12:50. I was able to get, I couldn't get the parks panel, unfortunately. That was my number one. My number two was Haunted Mansion. Didn't get that one either. Didn't get any of the stores. So I'm just going to have to like beg Michelle to buy me things and kill Dale so I can go to the parks panel.
Mm-hmm.
Or just like I said, I'm going to get a Star Wars thing. I'm going to throw it and be like, Dale, chase it. Look at that, Dale. And then just go in instead of him. And then I'm going to the Joe Rohde panel, the Tony Baxter panel, which I know they have names, but let's be honest.
Look, come on.
I'm going to the Aladdin panel and the Disney Voices panel.
With Paige O'Hara.
Yes, Paige O'Hara and friends.
Yeah. Jasmine's like, do you want to trade the Paige O'Hara one for Disney Parks? And I'm like, no, I've met Paige.
Okay. Like hard pass.
Thank you.
So yeah, if anyone wants to, I believe I'm going to get to go to the movie panel.
You are going to get
okay,
to go
I'm going
movie
to the
panel.
Movie panel.
Yeah.
A friend of ours is letting me go with her. And yeah, I just really hope if anyone wants to get me into the park panel, I'd love it. I will dance for you. But I mean, worst case, I'm going to try to wait in line for the Haunted Mansion and the parks panel. Worst case, if I don't get in, Michelle can just be our correspondent for that day.
Beep, beep, beep,
and
beep,
like
beep,
you were
beep,
saying,
beep,
like
beep,
the
beep,
information's going to be out there within an hour or two anyway.
Yeah.
So, and you'll just tell me everything.
Yeah.
And then the stores, I'll figure that out. I'm like, I can just wait in the standby lines and have that experience.
When I worked the D23 2 years ago, I mean, there was no such thing as the fast pass or the mm-hmm. whatever store pass. But the, you know, the lines kept moving. And like, I'm going in to look around. There's really nothing that I'm, the only thing that I want, which I'm not going to get, they have Saturday and Sunday, or excuse me, Friday and Saturday, the Hollywood Studios store, the Hollywood store, the one attached to the LCAP, that has a bell pin on Friday, limit 400, so I'm definitely not getting that.
Yeah.
And then there's a beast playing the organ.
Banjo.
The banjo. And that's another 400, so I'm definitely not getting that. I'm going to go first thing and see what happens, but I don't know. I'm a little nervous because last year, like, it's just what, how early do we get there? And Dale made a good point. Like, if you, if I'm going to be in cosplay, I want to walk in.
Yeah.
I, like, I'd rather wait an hour or so and walk in so that my face isn't melted.
Yeah.
Because I love that this week, I heard on the news, it was like, this week was cool. Get ready because next week's going to be warmer. I'm like, no.
No. Luckily, I looked at the weather and it's going to be like around 85 to 87. So it will be hot, but it won't be like 2015 where it was over 100 degrees.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I was dressed like Cinderella. That was fun.
Oh, God.
That was super fun.
But still, that's like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
That's very hot.
Ugh, why August?
Yeah, you'll just, if you want to find me at D23, look in any line, and that's where I'll be. I'll be for the Parks booth, for the Disney store, for Mickey's of Glendale. And if you want to get me in, I will dance for you.
Woo!
Any style.
Jazz, jitterbug.
Interpret jam.
Twirl,
twirl. So the NBA Experiences has opened at Disney Springs in Disney World. There are 13 interactive experiences at NBA Experience, or experiences. I don't know if it's plural or singular. And tickets are $34 for adults. Something I do not care about.
Me neither. Next piece of news, please.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm not saying it's bad. It's probably a wonderful experience. Yeah, you love that.
If you like the NBA, which
we
I never ever ate at ESPN Zone. Mm-hmm. I appreciate ESPN come the World Series.
Yes. And oh, you like it. Baseball?
Yeah.
See, my dad is a your parents are not from this country either, but my dad always made me watch soccer. So that's what I'm into. Never got into baseball.
See, but my dad's from the islands.
Yes.
So he's from the Caribbean, and baseball is very popular there.
That is true, yeah.
If ever. And then I remember growing up, like, Sammy Sosa, who's from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. He, spoiler alert, I'm Dominican. if you couldn't tell by my voice.
And how she says oranges.
Oranges. Well, that's from being from New York. If you listen to Alec Baldwin, he says oranges, too, because he's from Long Island.
Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like baseball. That's the only time I ever care about ESPN. And, like, when I would wait for Rainforest Cafe, rest in peace, I would, like, watch the ESPN Zone, like, whatever sport was on, because what else was I going to do? Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know what? Go for it. Good for you if this is your thing. And I'm excited for people who are excited, but it's not my cup of tea.
This is good because I feel like a lot of people who are at Disney might, like, let's say this is a stereotype. The brothers and dads may be like, this is boring. I want to go to NBA Experiences. I'm glad you have that.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for
you. And good. Yes. Good. Yes.
And also, side note, they should allow adults at Bippity Boppity Boutique. Okay, next piece of news.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
September is Duffy month at Shanghai Disney.
Yeah. Interesting that my birthday is September.
Oh, and you also sent me this news.
Duffy month is September. Coincidence? I think not.
Nope. I think you are correct, Michelle. I think they looked at the calendar. They're like, Michelle Marino's birthday is coming up, and we need to pick a Duffy month. So the Duffy, it's called Duffy's Heartfelt Moments. It will run September 2nd, which
that's
is
my birthday.
Your birthday, to the 30th. Event will include new decorations, shows, themed foods, and of course, merchandise. I still have to pick my favorite. A lot of people were telling me I would like Shelly May the best. I've had a few people tell me that.
Shelly May is Duffy's girlfriend.
Oh.
Gelatoni is the kitty cat artist.
I do like Gelatoni because I like cats. And then you like Stella Lou.
No. Oh. How dare you? I love Stella Lou.
You are Stella Lou.
I'm obsessed with Stella Lou.
You love Stella. You to Stella Lou is me to Blue Milk.
Yes. Man, now I'm mad. Can I get a Stella Lou costume together by Saturday?
You just get a tutu on Amazon. You probably could.
And
you have the ears in the backpack, don't you?
I sure do.
Yeah, so you just get a tutu and wear a brown leotard.
Should I be Stella Lou? No, I'm Belle. Okay,
you're going to be Belle.
I'm going to be Belle.
Yeah.
Belle, one Belle, three different movies. one Michelle.
My outfits might change now because I didn't get into the Haunted Mansion panel. I still might wait for it, but definitely Peggy Carter Sunday. And then I don't want to say what Jenny Ray is going to be, but let's just say we're doing a couple's costume.
Ooh, do I know what it is?
I'll tell you later. I don't want to surprise it, but you'll laugh at it when I tell you. It's couples in quotations. Then Saturday I was
a couple of hot babes.
Yeah. Saturday I'm going to do like a Haunted Mansion look. And then Friday I was just going to wear one of my new vintage dresses.
Ooh.
And possibly a wig.
Friday I will be wearing Belle's blue dress from the animated blue dress. Saturday I will wear Belle's Christmas dress from Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas. What a train wreck of a movie, but whatever.
That's your big costume?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't like it?
No, I'm just
Should I switch?
On Sunday, you're going to do...
And Sunday, I'm doing Sparkly Belle from live action.
No, follow your rainbow.
No, do you think I should switch?
I mean, maybe you should do the Sparkly Belle Saturday.
But, okay, so here's why I'm picking, not picking Sparkly Belle. One, Sparkly Belle is easier to move around in, and I'm going to Parks panel that day.
Oh, okay.
And two, Sparkly Belle shows my arms, and I have fat arms. So, like... I'm just really nervous. I'm super nervous to wear it, period. Period.
That's funny that that's the easier one to move around in because it's like the bigger ball gown.
No, not the live action one. Live action one is, it's not really a ball gown. It's just kind of like.
It's a dress with floops.
Yeah. But my friend bejeweled the entire thing.
Friend of the podcast, Heather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who we're going to dinner with tonight.
Yes, we are.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
She doesn't listen.
Oh, that's fine.
That's okay. She still love her.
She's too cool to listen. She's like, I already knew all this.
She's like, I already knew. I'm super cool.
Super cool, guys. What do you think Michelle should wear? Come, go to our website and vote.
Go to our website. Tell me on Twitter. I'm the B-Way Belle.
Yes.
B-E-L-L-E.
Rudwee. And also let us know on our Instagram or Twitter how your reservation experience was and if you can get me into the Parks panel.
Yes.
I will be your friend. I will hang out with you.
She'll be your friend. She'll be your lover.
I'll be your confidant. I'll be your pal and your confidant.
She'll be your lady.
And you'll be her man. My mom's going to kill me after hearing this. But Jasmine, do not prostitute yourself for the Parks panel.
And then you'll be like, but, you know, Bob Gurr will be there. No, I'm just kidding.
I wonder, Bob Gurr will be somewhere there, I'm sure.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive. He just did, he was at Pride in June.
Great.
And then he was at he wasn't at the Haunted Mansion event that just happened, but he was signing plates and you could buy them for $125 and I really wanted to buy one.
Can you buy one?
I think you only could buy it at the event. I couldn't find it besides that.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. So August 25th through August 31st, annual pass holders for the Disneyland Resort will be able to ride Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, for an extra hour from 9 to 10 p.m. And according to Disneyland, this is the most popular ride at the Disneyland Resort. I don't know how true that is, but that's what they claim.
Wait. So for APs only,
yes.
You guys get an extra hour in the park.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I know. Yeah, we get, I don't know if in the park, but on that ride.
Well, yeah, but the ride is in the park.
It's true. This is very true.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the whole park's probably open till 10, but then you just get to go on it. They did that for Soarin' for a while too.
Oh.
Where you got to go for an extra hour, just AP people got to go.
That's pretty cool.
Which probably knowing how APs work, like that's going to be the most crowded hour.
It'll be empty all day.
It'll be just empty all day and you'll go and it'll just be all these people who are like, woo, I wish it was Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
I think Joe Rohde did an excellent layover.
He did. Excellent job, Joe.
And Joey. He hid a figment, so.
He did. He did hit it. I do like all the Easter eggs and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't care for either ride personally just because of the ride system. Like, the theming was superb. I just don't like that free fall ride.
I love it.
I wish I did because the theming on both was excellent, but a lot of people have said, controversial statement, that they like the new one, Mission Breakout, better than Tower of Terror.
I do. I'm one of those people. And I love, like you and I, we both love vintage things. We love like records. We both have record players. Like we love the 40s. So it's not that. I just feel like in California, it wasn't as well executed as it is in Disney World.
That one is like, if you compared the two, it was just like not fair.
Yeah. So now they're both excellently themed rides. It's just one is Twilight Zone and one is Guardians.
Exactly.
And Guardians, like, the thing about Twilight Zone is, or the thing about Guardians, rather, is I get on that thing and I can't stop laughing.
Yeah.
Because, like, Rocket's funny and, like, the videos are funny. Like, when is the last time you're laughing hysterically at a theme park ride?
And the music's excellent.
The music's superb.
I did go on it one time.
What was your song?
It was either Jackson 5 or Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I can't remember. And I lost my voice for a full 6 days.
What?
Could not talk for six. I mean, I could talk, but it was like this for 6 days.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was so terrified. So yeah, I will not be going on Twilight Zone Tower of Terror either. I will wave to you as
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, I will
it.
Go.
Yeah.
When we go in January.
Yes, we are going in January.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Did I bury? Oh.
We can say that.
Guess what, guys? We're going to Orlando, known as the Paris of the South.
In January.
Yep.
For the podcast. For a week. We're going to be recording every day. We're going to be giving you, hopefully, a couple new episodes.
We're going to do videos.
Videos for sure. So if you have requests of things you want us to cover, and we're going to redo the Disney details, because now I'll actually have been, because there's some parks. I haven't been to Orlando since 2013 or 14. And then before, I haven't been to like Epcot in 20 years. So this is exciting to actually go and like, I haven't been to Pandora.
I haven't either.
Oh, it'll be, it's so exciting.
And there's two rainforest cafes.
Oh.
And a T-Rex restaurant.
Yay.
The food is terrible. But you don't go there for the food.
No. You go there for the T-Rex. So we're excited. I was like, we're going to announce it eventually, but like, why not now? We're going.
Yeah.
We don't have our plane tickets yet.
No.
But.
If you have a if you're one of those people that can get discount plane tickets, please DM us.
Let us know.
We would appreciate it.
That would be excellent.
Proud, not begging, proud asking.
Proud asking. Thank you very much. So that's part of our news. So Starbucks inside Disneyland now has exclusive Fantasyland-themed drinks. These drinks will be around until September 30th and are served in conjunction with the Main Street Electrical Parade. Michelle rolls
her eyes. Did you hear my eye roll, you guys?
Did you hear him pop out of her head a little bit? The drinks are the Neverland Sunset, which is lemonade with peach juice and passion fruit tea, and the Wonderland Frappuccino, a mocha creme frappuccino with strawberry puree.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can get those drinks. They're full of sugar.
But I bet you, if now that we told them what's in it, you could just go to your local Starbucks
That's
and just
true.
Ask for that.
Yeah, and just be like, I'm having my Neverland Sunset.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I like the names.
So let's say you're in Minnesota now, which, hey there now, don't you know?
Yeah.
And you can get that and be like, oh, I'm watching.
Yeah.
And then you look at a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And like, it's the Main Street Electrical Parade.
You watch the live stream and be like, why does Michelle not like this? This is the best parade in the world.
Nope. Said no one.
Didn't you watch it?
I did.
Dale told me.
Yep.
That you said it was better than it was in Disney World.
Yep. It is 100% better. In Disney World, it gets swallowed up because Disney World is so much bigger.
Yeah.
So it definitely gets swallowed up in Disney World, and it was very cute and charming, and it looked like it fit really well in Disneyland.
So, yeah. And you're like, end of list.
End of compliments.
I just, yeah. We won't go on this debate again.
Nope.
But just, I think it only has 5 IPs versus the 50 billion IPs. But some people prefer IPs, which is the topic of our episode this week.
It's not necessarily that I like the IPs. It's just that I, like,
painting. You like being blinded.
It was funny because someone told me that they don't like Paint the Night because their kid gets overstimulated.
Oh, I could see that. It's a lot of bright lights. Like LED light does affect your something inside your eye more than light bulbs too. I work in lighting, I should know this more. There's like a blue light that's an LED that like gives it the color that it has, and something about that like gets into your cones, and like if you stare at it for a long time it causes insomnia. There is a Mickey's Not So Scary pass for the Orlando event. It costs $299 and you can attend 35 nights of the event out of 36.
Give it to me, you cowards. Yes. If you brought this to Disneyland, even if it was at DCA, I would 100% buy this.
200%. Like, it's just, it's great. So it's basically, it's not an annual pass, but a seasonal pass, I guess you would say.
Right, for the special, a special event pass.
Because if you think about it, the one here is $130. So that's 2.5 trips. So if you want to go 3 times, you've paid for it.
Yeah, I 100%. Because I was looking at it and I was like, oh, I guess I should go in September. But it also stinks because it's like on a Tuesday. So that means I have to take a half day Tuesday so I can get ready and then go in late on Wednesday.
If you want to go, I'll go with you.
Let's go.
Yeah. Dale can stay home. Or he can come and take our picture.
He can come and take
our
picture.
Yeah, he can come and take a picture. Yeah,
I'm codependent, so I like him around. Yeah, not that you're going to murder me, but like I just like hanging out with him. That's the challenge, mm-hmm. is that like I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I hate my boyfriend. It's like, mm-hmm. I really like him.
Yeah,
like,
that's awful.
I know.
You're supposed to hate your significant other.
I know. So I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Sorry.
Oh, Michelle. Because I always like going, but then it's always hard to find someone else who's willing to pay that price tag. So we can go together. Yay! Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. And I always try to go on like Friday and Saturday, but that's probably all sold out already.
What would you dress as? You better dress up.
I'm only going to dress up. Last year I went as the Doctor. I might do that again, the 13th Doctor, which I know it's not Disney, but...
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be Disney.
I have my Princess Leia. I could wear my Hoth Leia.
Ooh.
I have... Michelle dropped her phone.
It's fine.
I could be... I've been Wendy a couple of times.
Be Wendy.
Yeah, because that's a pretty easy one.
Be Wendy, yay. Please.
Okay, I'll be Wendy.
Yay.
And I'm just Wendy with no makeup on.
Put on some eyelashes.
I'll put on some mascara.
Fine. What should I be?
Who do you want to be? Belle?
Yep.
I wish your Belle costume would fit me, and then I could be one Belle, and then you could be another Belle.
That would be
could
fun.
Be two bells, the bells of Notre Dame.
Ding dong. I'll probably do, I don't like live action enough to like mm-hmm. warrant it getting a whole thing. I'll probably just do blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite.
So our last bit of news is there will be a house of 1,000. This is like a complete 180 from our last bit of news. There will be a house of 1,000 corpses house at Halloween Horror Nights, both in Orlando and Hollywood.
See, when you said house, I thought like House of the Future is coming back.
No, House of 1,000 Corpses, Rob Zombie's movie.
Oh,
that's very disturbing and terrifying. But there will be, if you're into that, you can go visit that house at Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights. Pee-pee in your pants.
Brought to you by Nightmares. So there'll be that. We talked about that a few weeks ago. There'll be the Yeti one. There'll be...
Ghostbusters.
So I talked to Ariana, who's my hairdresser and soon to be your hairdresser.
That's right. I have an appointment with her on the 31st.
And we need to have her on because she is a Horror Nights and Not Scary Farm expert. And she goes to all of them. She goes to the one in Orlando, too. And she was telling me, like, So she likes... Not Scary Farm the best.
Really?
Yes. Then she said she likes Orlando's Horror Night second. And then she said the Hollywood one is at the bottom. So I think she likes the original. She said the Knott's one, basically to summarize, the Knott's one, they don't have IP. So they have to depend on storytelling.
Ooh.
So she said the stories feel really complete as opposed to Universal. It's kind of like, oh, you already know the story.
Uh-huh.
So she was saying she's not a fan of a lot of the IP they have there. So she's like, oh, if I was a fan, maybe... I would like it more, but as someone who's not a fan, it's kind of like goes over her head.
Well, call me Epcot because that's a great segue into this week's episode.
Yes, Disney IP.
Love it, hate it.
Ice cream party.
Right.
So David M., our Patreon, he asked us, what are the best implementations of Disney IP in each park and or land? How are they effective and why are they successful? Question. Conversely, what is the worst and or least effective use? So we're going to talk about our favorite IP in all the parks, some examples we think are not our favorites.
Right, and this is just our opinion.
Yes.
You're not wrong if you disagree.
No. And if our thing's not on your list, you're also not wrong.
Right.
This is all opinion. This is an opinion podcast. And then we're going to end it up with talking about some of our dream IP we'd like to see in the park, rides, etc. Let's start at Disneyland, shall we?
Let's go.
So my favorite use of Disneyland IP is Peter Pan's Flight. It's an opening day attraction. I think it's a great use of the IP. I feel like that's one where like the ride and the movie have kind of propelled each other to having a long lasting legacy of popularity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still around. The ride vehicles are great because you fly. There's mm-hmm. no other ride like that in Disneyland where it's like so the vehicle so captures the experience, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
at least in my opinion. The Peter Pan's great, and they keep getting better. Like the Shanghai one is amazing, except I prefer animatronics over screens.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo one's great. There's not a bad, even the one in Orlando that's not everyone's favorite. That's still a good version of the ride.
That's everyone's least favorite.
But it's still a great ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It always has a wait.
That ride will always have a wait. If only they could figure out a way to increase the hourly capacity, then it'd be the perfect ride.
They could make it bigger.
They could make it bigger. I wish that, I mean, there's no way they could just have it like an Omnimover system because people would just be hanging out of the thing.
Yeah. I, yeah, I think the only way to, now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if you made it two stories? Dream with me, you guys.
Oh, dream.
Let's make it two stories so that when you fly, you're doing most of Neverland up high. And then when you come down, it's the pirate ship area and unload, unload and unload.
Yep. Okay, this is a good plan.
Okay, let's do it.
And we need to add
Joe Rohde.
Two rows at least. I don't know if the Disneyland track can handle that much more weight, but it'd be nice if it, because it's just one row in Disneyland, to have two rows of seating in the pirate ship.
Oh, 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 I see. Yeah. I see. Like Alice.
Or like three rows. Like, let's get crazy here.
No.
And you go, no. No,
absolutely
Jan.
Not. No, I don't think so.
And I wish, yeah, the unloading, like the loading process went a little faster. Because I think if that was faster, the line would be, it would still have a line, but I think it'd be like a 20-minute line as opposed
and
to
then
like
we
45
could ride
minute.
It more.
We could ride it more and be happier.
Because now it's like a treat to ride it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know about you, but I can't go on it. Like, every time I go, I try to go on It's a Small World because it is my jam.
It is Michelle's Small World.
Yeah. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope. This is me rapping.
You're allowed to sing that one because that one's in the public domain.
Really?
Yeah. You can't sing the whole thing. But yeah, It's a Small World. It was a part of their deal with UNICEF that song would be for the children of the world.
But mostly America.
But mostly America, yes.
Yeah.
Mostly those who pay to come to Disneyland.
Right.
So what's one of your favorite Disneylands?
My favorite at Disneyland has got to be Indiana Jones.
Yes. That is also on my list, but I will skip that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, we can say it.
Okay. We will talk about this together
then. Yes. So what I love about Indiana Jones is, one, it doesn't hit you over the head with, look at this IP, similar to Peter Pan, where it's like the outside for Peter Pan, you like have a clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very reminiscent of Peter Pan, but
flavor.
It's not like in your face. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. I love that the queue has like the bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it takes you a minute to kind of get into the temple. I love that the story is like new, but it's familiar.
Yes.
Like you have the rock, which you saw in Raiders of the Lost Ark, but
it's another chapter. It's another movie.
Yeah.
Starring you.
Ooh. So yeah, I think that is one of my absolute favorite implementations of IP.
I love that you don't have to be familiar with the movies at all to get the story and to get what's going on.
And I love that it fits in Adventureland.
Yes.
It's not like, you'll hear about my not so favorite one. You didn't have to make its own land. It fit in. It blended really well.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk past it and not be like, it's not an eyesore. It's great. I love it.
It could be like a Jungle Cruise or like Pirates where it's like, this is an original story they made up about a young, handsome gentleman named Indiana Jones or whatever. I know Indiana's not his real name.
Henry Jones Jr.
Henryford Jones. This handsome teacher, school teacher, who all the girls love. And it's every inch is themed. There's not anywhere you're going to look. Even in the dark tunnels, I swear, like, everything's themed.
Yeah.
It's just an exciting story, exciting ride vehicle, exciting use of technology, of telling a story in the best way possible.
Yeah, that's, to me, like, that's one of my, my favorite.
10 out of 10, would recommend.
Yes.
I have several Disney, so I don't know if you have a ton of Disneyland ones.
Oh, I thought we were just supposed to pick one.
I tried, and I couldn't. So
how dare you. You set me up for failure.
I also have Casey. Well, it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't, like, way overachieve. Like, way, like, oh, you want one? I will give you 15.
Okay, go ahead.
Casey Jr. Circus Trains. I like this because, A, you're in the train. I always liked that as a kid. I always like sitting at the caboose or being in the animal cages because you're like, oh, I'm an animal. I like it takes you through the storybook canal things, but it's not quite as slow as the boat ride. It's like you get like a, it's for, I have ADHD. So for an ADHD kid, it's magical because you get to go through everything like twice as fast. It really like sets the Dumbo setting. You don't have to have seen the movies. And it's just like a little nice nod to a ride that's not, like you said, it's not hitting you over the head. It's just like, oh, I love the train. Oh, I guess it was kind of sad in Dumbo. Like that's where he was separated from his mom. But it's like, oh, I get to actually ride like I'm trying to think of another. It's like if you got to ride the DeLorean. Like remember when they had Back to the Future?
Yes, I sure do.
So like you, like a big thing of that ride is, oh, I get to go into the DeLorean time machine. You get to go into Casey Jr.'s train.
Yeah, I like experiencing things that characters in the movie have experienced.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like even, and merch too. Like not only do I like getting stuff with Belle all over it, but I like getting stuff that Belle would have had.
Like, you know, I like getting a lightsaber at Galaxy's Edge because that's what the characters would have had as opposed to like, here's this commemorative plaque with a lightsaber on it.
Right. Yeah.
So another one, I love Alice in Wonderland. That's a great use of IP. The Caterpillar cars are really genius. I love like the whole ride. It's just storytelling. It's but now I remember what I was going to say earlier. So basically, there's two schools of thoughts for rides. There's the Tony Baxter one, and then I forget what the other one is called. There's another Imagineer who's before Tony Baxter, but that was his mentor. There's basically the rides that are you are the main character and you're going through it, like the Peter Pan ride or Snow White's Adventure. Then there's the not like the more you're a part of the ride, like Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Like you're not the lead character in the story. It's kind of like you're just going past things that are happening. So or like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I kind of like the second. Yeah. I like being in the world.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like
that's more of like the Tony Baxter. I think it might be Mark Davis. I forget who his mentor was. Versus the
Kevin
like,
Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner. Versus the you are the main. You are Alice, and you're going, and this is your story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like just being in the world. They both have their merits.
They absolutely do. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just you know, if we're talking preferences.
Yes. Preference. So yes, back to Alice. That's an example of you are Alice. You're going through. Now it's not so much anymore, but
because they put two Alices in there, right?
So originally it was you were Alice, there was no visuals of Alice anywhere, and you were going through the Wonderland, and the what do you call it, dandelions were trying to eat you. It's just a nice ride. I love every update they've done to it. They've only made it better.
Truly,
it's a glorious ride. It used to just end, you would come down one day. I'll do a whole episode on this. You would just go on the leaf and then you were at the end. They didn't have the very Mary Ann birthday scene.
Really?
Yeah, no, it used to just be you would come, like the queen was gonna cut your head off. There was like, yahoo-hoo-hoo, it was Goofy's scream. Uh-huh. You go down the leaves, and then that was the end.
Oh, the end.
The end. You died. Enjoy. Disney like to kill people off at the end of rides. Mr. Toad, Snow White. My last ride, which goes with Alice in Wonderland, is Mad Teacup Party. That whole land, it's all themed. You're in, I mean, it's so simple. You're in teacups. You're spinning around, but that's very indicative of that scene. Because it's mad, and there's tea, and it makes Alice like a mini land within Fantasyland. Like it's the best little themed area I think in Fantasyland overall. Like because I like all the like the new Fantasyland, how it like feels like a Bavarian fair, but that just it feels like a little mini land. And it just ties together, and it's a very simple like teacups. I don't know if people even think about it. You're spinning around. It's crazy. I wish hot tea poured into your cup and killed people. I think that's a Simpsons joke.
Okay.
Sure, Jan.
Sure, Jan.
So now we're moving on to DCA.
Are we not going to talk about what we don't like?
Oh, no. We're going to do that at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, this is a learning and friendship podcast.
Friendship and learning. Edutainment.
My favorite.
I thought we'd be all positive, 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 a little bit of negative, and then back to positive.
Oh, okay.
So DCA, I put on mine anything Marvel. Even though it's not a land yet and it's just meet and greets, I just love all the meet and greets. I love all the characters there. I love how they kind of took a land that was kind of nobody really liked, and except for me and Superstar Limo, and they turned it into a meet and greet, and there's just like opportunities, and all the characters are awesome. Their costumes are awesome. And then I love how they did Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's only going to get better when they actually make a Marvel land. So this is just the preview of what it's going to be. I think it's cool. I like everyone walking around. It's a good time. And I love Marvel. So I just love that they have you can meet your favorite characters and hang around handsome men who are not your dad.
So the best implementation of DCA is error 404, information not found. I do not have a favorite IP at DCA. I guess I'd have to say Cars.
Yeah.
I would have to say Cars only because, like, I love that it is movie accurate. Like, I love that you only hear the Shaboom song when the lights come up at dusk. I like that that one feels very immersive.
And some good rides.
And some good rides. My problem with it is it's too immersive and too specific. So I personally, and you'll hear about this later. I personally like Fantasyland where it's like a more vague and more things can be in the land.
Yeah.
Versus like
to one franchise.
Cars Land. Star Wars Land.
So you prefer an IP that is a ride as opposed to an entire land?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
Yeah. I don't like it as a whole land. I feel like it...
I don't mind a mini land like Alice in Wonderland.
Yep, I don't mind that either. Mm-hmm. Same thing like with Disney World, like the little princess area where you have Belle and Ariel living next door and Snow White. It's like, oh, this is fine. This is like princess area. Cool.
Princess Tin.
But I don't like... So like Cars is my favorite because I enjoy it the most, mm-hmm. but I don't like it because it's too specific.
Yeah, you can't put like, oh, we decided to put a Bug's Life stuff in there.
Right, like even if you decided like superhero area or like our mm-hmm. heroes area, because mm-hmm. heroes you could put Hercules and yeah. Captain America mm-hmm. and Woody mm-hmm. and... I'm trying to think of
that's true. Any
Luke Skywalker.
New land that they've done since let's say 2005 has all been an IP based land,
right? Which I call me old fashioned, mm-hmm. call whatever, call me an old lady, but I think it gives them more freedom and more mm-hmm. Easter eggs to put in and more more like it's one big old universe mm-hmm. instead of just like this is Cars Land and when you step outside mm-hmm. it's. Not
so what happens when Cars isn't popular anymore, as opposed to it just being like Automotiveville? I don't know. Marvel, let's say they just made it Heroes, then they could swap it out for any whatever the latest hero franchise is,
right? But then on the same coin, like I hear with Disney stores, like if you go to Disney Store in Century City in Los Angeles, people don't like that store because they're like, it's too bland. It's just a white box. And Disney Store was kind of like, well, we made it like this so that we can plug in anything. Oh. So it's like you have to be kind of themed, but also kind of open. So
this is why I like original rides, because they have more longevity as opposed to IPs that come and go in popularity.
Yeah, agree. Yeah,
that's our opinion. And I have a second one for DCA.
Really?
Yeah. I love Turtle Talk with Crush. Because I like that they just get whatever, like, 18-year-old dude that's working. And, stepping into some magic right now. That is, like, one time I went and the turtle and Crush sounded like Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, it's just whatever accent they decide to be that's, like, vaguely like that. And it's just always funny. And it's funny watching, like, the kids go in and being like, what's your favorite? Like, literally three kids in a row asked what your favorite color is. And I forget his response, but it was really funny. So I guess it's not so much the turtle I care about. It's, like, horrible, like, hey, Bill, do you want to go fill in? I know you're doing custodial duty right now, but do you want to go fill in and do Turtle Talk with Crush?
Yeah,
And yeah, one time it literally was like, that's Cheech. Like,
you so totally rock. Yeah.
It was either Cheech or Chong. I forget which one, but it was the one who's like, hey, man, like, who kind of sounds like Janice from the Muppets.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm not really familiar with Cheech or Chong's work aside from their Disney work.
Did you not go to college?
I did. How dare you?
No, that was just like the humor, the college humor. I guess I went to college in Southern California and that was the humor.
Oh, I didn't really hang out with anyone in college because at UCF I was always working, so I was always at the theme park. So I was just around Disney people.
You're a working woman.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
5 seconds. So now let's move over to Disney World.
Okay.
The Paris of the Northwest. So this one I had a hard time because I couldn't really think of anything, because a lot of their IP is stuff I don't like or stuff that's gone. Like, I liked the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride. And then later I decided I was going to also include rides that have closed. So just that. So I just said Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, even though I've never been on it.
Oh.
Yeah. I just like that it's how it's integrated. Michelle does not like that. Maybe once I actually get to go on it, I won't like it.
No. It's great.
Yeah. I like the Wicked Witch at the end.
I like parts of it. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of the swinging, the mine train. I like the idea that your seat swings. Mm-hmm. I like seeing the old figures. Mm-hmm. I don't like projection faces.
I hate projection
faces. They are so weird.
Yes. They have that on the Anna and Elsa ride.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I'm glad that in Tokyo, they're not doing that for the Beauty and the Beast ride. They're actually doing like animatronics.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. The projection faces, they always just look a little flat.
Yeah,
quite flat, because they are flat.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only one I could pick. So maybe when you say your choice, I'll change my mind.
So my choice is the integration of like, it's like new Fantasyland, the integration of like the new Princess area, because you can really see the delineation of like, oh, this is old Fantasyland, this is new Fantasyland. So of course, mine is Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
So I love that you can walk through Belle and Maurice's house. Mm-hmm. I love that you can go into the castle. Mm-hmm. I love that you can see the West Wing. And I love that. And I love that it's like a mini land. Mm-hmm. And then next to it is Little Mermaid. So like that's its own mini land. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Gaston's Tavern. Sorry.
I remember Gaston's Tavern because they had delicious cinnamon rolls.
Mm.
And I got one. And then I wanted to take a picture in front of the fountain, and everyone just sat there like it was a place to sit and not a place for pictures.
Well, we are going in January.
Yes.
And
January.
January.
I'm just excited to see a lot of stuff. When I went last time, it was not open. So I'm excited to finally see things that are open.
Open things are the best things.
They are the best things. I do wish more things were open by the time we went, like the Tron roller coaster.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, that will be another
trip.
We'll
just have to go again.
We'll just have to go again and do more podcasts.
Yeah. And maybe we'll bring Mr. Dale this time.
Yeah. maybe. So you did your thing. So now on to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is...
No. Let me do mine first.
Oh, you do yours first.
Mine is... I hate all of them. And here's why. Give me my soapbox. Because Epcot was created to not have IPs.
Yeah.
It was created for edutainment. Mm-hmm. It was created to create its own characters, like Figment,
yes.
like Kitchen Cabaret, like Food Rocks, like Horizons,
yes.
like Buzzy.
Blizzard.
So I don't like any IPs there. Mm-hmm. That being said, I do love the Frozen ride, which you're like, you're a hypocrite, Michelle. No. I mean, I guess maybe. Okay, so I don't like any IPs there. Fine. But now that there are IPs there, I guess my favorite one would have to be like Belle and Beast meet and greet over in France.
Uh-huh.
But I do like the Frozen ride, but I don't, overall, I don't like IPs in Epcot. So, soap, box, speech, over.
Speech, over. So I picked Magical World of Barbie because I couldn't find anything. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just have to say nothing.
But now then, tell everyone what Magical World of Barbie
so
is.
So in the 90s, I believe it was like 94, they had a special show just for the summer that was all about Barbie traveling all around the world. There's a video of it for Barbie's birthday that you could get for one penny with the purchase of certain Barbie dolls. I watched that video to death. And it was amazing, and it was just Barbie wearing different clothes, traveling. She had, I think, one of the former Miss Americas played Barbie. Yeah. One day I will do a whole episode on it.
Yeah, definitely will, because I like that too.
Yeah, it's just an amazing show. I encourage you to watch it. I encourage you to watch the Barbie's birthday video. We need to recreate that when we're in Orlando. And I'll even get that little vest with like all the flowers on it.
And I'll be the Asian American girl that's like, hey guys, I'm very excited.
Steph. I just remember the French guy, his accent was like, for Bobby's birthday, I've made a gig. This is a very special gig. So yeah, we will recreate that. And we will do the clothes and side ponytails.
Okay, no, I will do side ponytail. I don't know about recreating the whole thing.
But I will do the whole thing.
Let's put a pin in it.
In Barbie's world. So let's go on to Hollywood Studios.
The studios.
Do you want to go first or should I go first?
You can go first.
I actually have two, but the main one is Muppet Vision 3D.
Interesting.
Yes. I love Muppets. If this was in DCA, this would be my pick for DCA.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing attraction. I'm excited to go on it because I haven't been on it in so long. It's just a show about the Muppets, and it's the last film that Jim Henson directed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing and spectacular and wonderful and perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about
it. No, perfect.
I'm just very excited to see it.
My favorite use of IP would be Toy Story Land.
Oh.
In general, because...
Mm-hmm. Even though you don't like Land's themed...
Nope. But what other theme is there in Disney Hollywood Studios?
Muppets?
Yeah, but okay, that's my least favorite.
Oh, okay.
Because... It's sandwiched between Star Wars and Star Wars. So now it feels like it doesn't fit.
That's true.
Not because of its intention, but like as of today.
Because it surrounds by suckiness.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's good. It's other things. They're fine, but they suck to do that.
Well, yeah, like it sucks because originally there was supposed to be like a Muppet restaurant and all this other.
Pizza Rizzo's?
Well, that's there now.
Oh, okay.
But it was just supposed to be different, and now it's just kind of like, Star Wars, Muppets, Star Wars!
Pigs in space!
So...
Yeah.
Sorry, I jumped to something I don't like. So, yeah, I guess I like Toy Story the best, because it's the only area that's themed. I mean, like, you have the vintage Hollywood on Sunset, but then you have Rock and Roller Coaster, which that's doesn't go with that theme at all.
Yeah. Well, it's in, what is it, the Something Studios, and they, like, try to tie it to Tower of Terror.
G-Force Records, yeah.
Which I guess that's technically IP, Tower of Terror.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, then scratch that. My favorite use of IP is Tower of Terror, yes. even though it's CBS IP. That is my favorite because I think they did a great job theming. It's just really good. And the ride system is amazing. Like, if you go online, you can watch, like, a Travel Channel special or Discovery Channel, one of those.
Probably Travel Channel.
Where they talk about, like, how they did it and how they worked with Otis, which is a famous
elevator
people. And it's just really, really cool and interesting. So that would be my favorite one.
My second choice would be Star Tours, even though they're in both Disneyland and Hollywood Studios. I just love Star Tours. I wish Rex was back. I wish they had the original one.
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, I like it now, but...
I like the randomization of it. I wish one of the... I wish it still had Rex and that it just had options, but with him in it.
Yeah, I wish they still had Rex, and I wish, like, one of the randomizations is the old one.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool. You just get it randomly, and you're like, yes!
You're like, oh! Yeah. Oh, no! Star... what does he say? Star... shoot.
Yeah.
Asteroids?
No. No, was it comets? Comets! And that's the part where he sounds most like Pee-wee.
Yeah, yeah.
They're comets! So, yeah. So, now let's move on to Pandora. I feel like ours
is... Pandora.
Sorry, that's my spoiler. That's what mine is. Let's move on to Animal Kingdom. I was going to say, I feel like our thing's going to be the same. Mine is Pandora.
Mine is Joe Rohde.
Oh, he's an IP?
I feel like it.
He is a brand.
He like is his own brand of like anything adventure, anything out of like your comfort zone. That is Joe Rohde, and he is my favorite IP.
Yes. I have never been to Pandora. I'm excited to go.
I haven't either.
It looks really cool, though.
And I'm excited to see it at night.
Yes. I've heard people say it's really well themed and it's similar to Star Wars Land in the immersiveness of it. But yeah, this is like basically until we get to go to Orlando, this is going to be my whole thing. Like, I guess, like it sounds cool. The videos look cool.
Yeah, my least favorite. Oh, shoot. We're not doing
that. No, not yet.
Dang it. Okay.
We got to get through the international parks next.
We're going through. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Did you have any for international parks?
Yeah,
I didn't tell you that till last minute.
Yes, I am well prepared.
I decided yesterday we were going to add international parks. So for Disneyland Paris, so these we'll just go through quickly because you've been to some of them. I haven't been to any of them. Disneyland Paris, mine is Discoveryland. So it's the Jules Verne IP. So it's the entire land when it was originally opened.
Okay.
I really liked it with, you know, Spaceship to the Moon or whatever
it's called.
Rocket to the Moon.
No, I think that's wrong.
Whatever. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I just think that's amazing. And that's Tony Baxter's gift that he finally got to build.
Yeah.
His Jules Verne ride. And what is yours, Michelle? Same.
Same.
Ratatouille? That's Hollywood Studios, though. I didn't put that on the list, Hollywood Studios, because I always forget about that park.
You mean Disney Studios Paris?
Yeah, Disney Studios Paris, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Whatever.
Tokyo Disney, I put The Enchanted Tiki Room. Stitch presents Aloha e Komo Mei.
Nope, you're wrong.
I haven't been on that. I just like Stitch.
Well, you're wrong.
What is it?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, but
the ride that's opening.
That's not open yet.
But sometime in the future, someone will listen to this.
You're future-proofing this, right?
Yes, I'm future-proofing this episode. Even though we very specifically talk about our meet and greet and our two-week hiatus.
But what if that... I was going to say, what if that ride sucks, but we both know it won't.
Yeah, did you see the animatronics?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
One of my friends... Oh, Jennifer. No, was it Jennifer? Oh, someone, a big aerial person was like bummed. They were like, oh, how come Belle gets such nice animatronics and Ariel got such sucky ones?
Because
like,
Disney's not paying for it.
Yeah.
Because the Oriental Land Company is like, we got money.
Hello.
So for Disney Sea, I picked two. I picked Journey to the Center of the Earth, going with the Jules Verne theme, and Sinbad's Storybook Voyage.
Oh my God.
That ride looks amazing. One day, hopefully we'll get to go and see the tiger.
It's so cute.
You're for sure going. I'm talking with Monica about going.
Yeah.
I hopefully might get to go with you.
All four of us.
We won't tell Dale yet. Or we haven't told Dale yet, but...
Don't worry about it.
I won't worry. But yeah, we're going to work it out, and hopefully I'll get to go and get to go on both these rides, finally.
My favorite for Disney Seas would probably be, believe it or not, Little Mermaid.
Oh, because whole land?
Yeah. Even though it's... But I feel like because it's kind of inside and it's carved into the... from what I've seen, kind of carved into the
glass.
Yeah, just like it's like its own cool thing. What I don't like is IPs that are like eyesores that don't really fit the theme, but like that's kind of like its own thing.
Yeah,
but honestly, just the use of Stella Lou is my favorite IP.
It is the sea theme, so it goes with that
exactly.
So what we're learning is you're a hypocrite.
Yep.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Cool, cool, cool. Tight.
Look, I don't like it, but sometimes it's done well. Sometimes it's not done well.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. So now moving on to Hong Kong Disney, I picked Ant-Man and the Wasp Nano Battle, even though that's just a retheming of Buzz Lightyear. I like Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I like shooting at things, so cool beans. The one video I watched looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Kong Disney, there wasn't a ton of IP either that we didn't have.
Yeah, I'm like...
You can skip that one.
Yeah, because my favorite, I guess, would be...
Yeah, because you can't pick Mystic Manor.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a stretch to pick Mystic Manor, because I could be like, well, C is kind of its own IP, Joe Rohde, no.
So let us know what your favorite is in Hong Kong. Lastly, it will be Shanghai Disney. I picked the Tron Light Cycle Power Run. Mm. I want to go on that so bad. If I could pick, that's probably any ride I could think of that I most want to go on that I haven't been on, it's that ride.
My choice.
I want to go to there.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I love Tron. Mm-hmm. I love the way it looks. I love the way it feels.
I love the way it smells. I love the way it tastes.
Yes. I just want to do that so bad. I love the music. I'm going to be like crying if I ever get to go to Shanghai. Two of my coworkers are going to Shanghai for a business trip, and I'm trying to talk them into going to Shanghai Disney.
Oh, I was like, well, you should just talk them into taking you.
Yeah, just like, hey guys, I know you're touring a bunch of factories, but I would also like to go.
Also me.
The touch, the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives.
Mine would be the Fantasia Carousel.
Mm.
Because when you see it way more in Asian parks, which is why if you watch the current parade over at Orlando, you can see Fantasia figures, because those are old floats from a parade in Japan.
Oh.
So I just love the implementation of Fantasia. It is so great. When I rode, okay, this is so cheesy. So I rode the carousel three times, and the first time I went on it, they were playing Beauty and the Beast music, and I almost cried.
Aww.
I was like, but I just like that. I know it's kind of like, it's kind of funky the way that that carousel is. It's not in, like, it's not behind the castle. It's like in front of it to the right.
Ah.
It's right across from a patisserie.
Mm-hmm. Patisserie.
Mm-hmm. Where they have a little door for Remy, which I talk about all the time. But it's just so cute.
Yes.
Like, it's so cute. But yeah, that one was pretty magical. I really just liked seeing that IP in real life, you know? Mm-hmm.
IRL. So now I have just one bonus one before we get to our worst examples. I love Galaxy's Edge. I know that's, you know, goes with your, but you already hypocrized.
Yep.
And you already picked a bunch. I just love that land in and of itself. I love it's very immersive. I love Blue Milk. I'll love it more when Rise of the Resistance is open, but it's just a very well-themed, it's a very immersive land.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're somewhere else. For better or for worse. And I need them to come up with more merchandise because I've already bought everything I want.
My friend Kristen also said that. She was like, I wish they had more merch to buy.
Yeah, but she just wishes, I was happy with the amount of merch they had. I just wish they had more now so I could buy more. Don't you want my money, Disney?
Take my money.
You already have so much of it. Don't you want more?
Give me more.
Now let's go on to the worst implementations of IP. These are just our opinions.
These
are just mostly things I think we just don't like.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. So mine are, I think, all in Disneyland, because that's really the land I'm most familiar with.
Okay.
It's like, you know, you don't insult someone else's home turf. You only insult your own.
Okay.
So my first one is Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island. I liked Tom Sawyer's Island the way it was.
You don't like this.
I hate Pirates of the Caribbean, and I think it should go away. And it makes no sense. I mean, I guess it goes with the New Orleans theme, but it's not Caribbean, it's New Orleans. And it's South, so.
All right.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well.
Bring back the fort and sell me Three Musketeers again.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I would pay $4 for what do you call those things? Butterfingers.
Yes.
And like, you know, the Simpsons
Crispity
thing.
Crunchity peanut buttery.
Yeah, I always think of the Simpsons Simpsons commercials from the 90s.
Yeah, because Bart sold that peanut finger. Butterfinger.
Peanut butterfinger.
Peanut eater.
Junker.
Aw, man. Don't lay a finger on my butterfinger. Mm-hmm. Sure, Bart. So what is one of yours?
Mine is Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. I know... this is the same argument that other mm-hmm. people have said. I don't like the location of it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I think it should have gone in Tomorrowland. I know what you're going to say, but it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I'm like, but what does that have to do with the Wild West? Mm-hmm. I don't like that it takes up such a big footprint. And like, it's funny. I'm such a hypocrite because mm-hmm. when I'm there, I like it. But when I step back and look at Disneyland, I'm like, that doesn't go here. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even go here.
I don't like
mm-hmm. that it's one IP for the whole land.
I don't come to Beauty and the Beast land and insult it, Michelle. Don't insult my blue milk.
I know. I'm sorry. And there's a lot of things about Galaxy's Edge that I love. I love mm-hmm. the app. I love
Kylo Ren's butt.
I love Kylo Ren's butt. But I don't like that it's like this. I like the transition from Critter Country into Batuu, yeah. but I don't like the transition of Batuu in and out of Frontierland.
Yeah. I heard it's even worse at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw someone like walk in and I was mm-hmm. like, oh.
Okay. Yeah.
So I feel bad, but that's
don't
just
feel
my
bad.
Opinion.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Another one of mine is I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean boat in Fantasmic.
Oh, I don't either.
Awful. That's objectively awful.
I think we can all agree, bring back the Pan.
Peter Pan. It's just like, it's basically, it's the same choreography as Peter Pan, mm-hmm. but it's Pirates of the Caribbean, a franchise. Peter Pan is still popular to this day. Pirates of the Caribbean has not been popular for a while.
Right.
Especially when they changed it to that. I don't understand.
And especially with all the trouble that Johnny Depp is getting in. Like, they're talking about, mm-hmm. this is just rumor and speculation, mm-hmm. but they're talking about recasting him in Crimes of Grindelwald, mm-hmm. In Fantastic Beasts because Crimes of Grindelwald didn't do well because mm-hmm. of many reasons.
Yes.
One of them, I think, was Johnny Depp. Yeah. I know a lot of people that were boycotting it.
I just like, I'm going to quote The Good Place. No, Johnny Depp, we're all not tired of your thing. Like, we don't find it exhausting.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's just, that's what I have to say about that. Just less Pirates of the Caribbean, unless it's the original Pirates of the Caribbean non-IP, non-movie.
What's that guy's name? Oh, yeah. Extreme!
Bring back anything extreme Atencio breathed upon. Mm-hmm. Do you have any more worst implementations?
Yes. My other one is Little Mermaid at DCA. Mm-hmm. Just because it seems... It's random. Yeah, it's random. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that it doesn't really go with... It's like, San Francisco, under the sea.
I mean, Bella's a San Fran... Ariel's a San Franciscan, so...
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Oh, let me write that down.
I enjoy the ride in Disney World. It just does not belong in DCA where it is in DCA.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. if... I think it would be really cool if there was, like, an under the sea area mm-hmm. and you did, like... Part Nemo, and then mm-hmm. Little Mermaid, and then whatever future water IPs. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really cool. But just where it is like, oh, this is...
A lot of the new rides, it's kind of just like, there was room here.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
It's very random. What does she have to do with California? I guess she's an adventurer. And what does it have to do with San Francisco or Pier, I guess? She lived near a pier. In Victorian times, in Pixar times. Yeah, sure. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Another one of mine. So you mentioned Finding Nemo. The Finding Nemo submarine voyage. Why? The Nautilus or whatever it was before, submarine voyage.
Really? I mean, I don't mind. I just don't like going in there because, one, it is made
fart machine.
It's a fart machine. Number one, it's made for people with very narrow hips for, like, mm-hmm. the 1950s before they had growth hormones in their food. And two... It's just like recycled germs.
Yeah.
I don't like going in there.
I liked it so much more before. Now it's just like, oh, it's Finding Nemo. And that's just not appealing to me.
My friend said it best. He said, if you want to go on Finding Nemo submarine, just take a paper plate, cut a circle in it, and watch the movie through that.
That's literally what it is. But yeah, I liked the old one. I liked the mermaids. I mean, I think the mermaids are still on. Are they still on this one?
No.
Yeah, they're gone. I like the monster with the googly eyes.
Gone.
Yeah, all gone. So sad. What's your next one?
My next worst IP would be every IP at Epcot, which I know I just said I like mm-hmm. the Frozen ride, but if I could have it my way, I would even Maelstrom. Get rid of Belle and mm-hmm. be like, I think it should just be mm-hmm. the focus should be on original things and that are edutainment mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
It should be either on the world or the future. End
right.
of list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You basically have two worlds, Future World and World Showcase.
Yeah.
So, but I still enjoy the Frozen mm-hmm. ride, and I love seeing Belle in France and Snow White in Germany.
Snow White's in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Snow White's in Germany. No one's in Italy.
They should have Geppetto in Italy.
Oh, and Pinocchio.
Yeah.
That'd be a cute meet and greet.
You're welcome, Disney.
You're welcome. I already talked about Hollywood Studios, which is, it's Muppets only because they kind of like, now it's this weird chunk of Muppet. Like, it's basically Lucasland on that side, except for Muppets.
Yep.
So it's not Muppets' fault.
Muppets did nothing wrong.
They're innocent in this. It's just that everything that grew up around it is Lucas.
Yeah.
So it just seems out of place when really it's not.
You know they're going to get rid of it eventually, and that makes me so sad.
I know.
Depresses me.
But apparently because of Galaxy's Edge, it's been super popular.
Oh, good for Muppets.
So
that's the same thing that happened with Hungry Bear. Like, it was empty, and now that's like, it's hopping all the time.
Yeah.
Because people are like, I'm not walking over here. And now they're like, well, I guess I gotta.
Yep.
And that is another good thing about Galaxy's Edge is that now you have an exit to leave during the fireworks, so you're not quite stuck. Like, if you're kind of in that area and you want to go past Fantasmic, you have a little more area to play with now. So, yeah. Or you can go through Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and then go around that if you're stuck. Like, let's say you went on Splash Mountain and Fantasmic's happening. You used to have to go through that huge, super crowded area. Now you can go through Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about the most exciting news of this week.
Huh?
The French fries in Tomorrowland are leaving.
Oh, what do you mean that French fries are leaving?
You know, the rocks?
Oh, yeah. The rocks in the front. Yeah, because I just found out about that. So it's the rocks that are so when they first did that theming for Tomorrowland, where it was Jules Verne themed, but not really. They kind of half did it.
It's not Jules Verne. It was just like
steampunk. That's a popular term the kids like. So that was the last bit of theming, because basically it's all back to Tomorrowland 1967, except for that, and they're finally getting rid of that. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Woop, woop, woop.
So now they just have to get rid of the Orbitron, and then all of that will be just a sad memory.
Just put it back on top of the Rocket Tower Plaza or wherever.
I guess it's too heavy. It can't go on there anymore.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, so my last...
Sorry. That's okay. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. That's exciting. So back to... Actually, I'm in that area roughly for my last thing.
Oh.
Star Wars Launch Bay. Makes no sense.
Oh,
It's ever since, even Inventions made no sense. Basically, after America Sings, nothing good was there.
Right.
They just need to tear that down and start again. Like, it's literally a half empty building, which now everyone who would like that is now over at Galaxy's Edge. It's just a meet and greet in the store, which you can get all that stuff.
Is it still
elsewhere.
A meet and greet, though?
I think it's still, still a meet and greet.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's Darth Vader and Kylo Ren and Rey and Chewbacca.
Huh.
Yeah, but I don't know if they still have Rey, because you can just meet her in Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
You don't have to wait in line.
Right.
So, I don't know. What's the point?
Meep. Yeah. My least favorite IP, it's not really an IP, but just like the use of dinosaurs in Animal Kingdom. It's not really an IP, unless you want to count dinosaurs as a thing.
Yeah, that ride, I guess, is technically an IP. It just wasn't a popular IP.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. So, yeah, I would say 100%. My least favorite would be Dinosaur the Ride.
Burn it to the ground.
Well, just turn, I don't know. Like, it's just so like half. It's like,
done. Yeah. It was something they thought was going to be popular and was not.
Yeah.
You didn't even remember it was an IP.
Yeah. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
Which people were all excited about Lion King. Like, it's computer graphics with a real background. I'm like, they did that with dinosaur.
Like,
you just
20
don't
years
remember. Because it was awful.
Yeah. Because we either were going to have the Dinosaur Land or the Beastly Kingdom.
And they picked Dinosaur Land.
Because everyone thinks it's either Pandora or Beastly Kingdom. No, that was never the contest. It was either Dinosaur or Beastly Kingdom.
Which I think they really could close Dinosaur Land USA and make it Beastly Kingdom and change CTX into, like, you're going back in time or, like, you're going, like, a magical thing or, like, I mean, even if it's something as simple as kind of like Mystic Manor of, like, welcome to our tour. Oh, no, one of our animals, enchanted animals, has gotten out. Please go get it.
You have to go find it.
Right.
Chase after the unicorn, which is probably a drug euphemism. they'll never do that unless it's like the unicorn is like Elsa's unicorn. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, in the trailer, there's that magical horse that's jumping around. So.
And Marshmallow.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So, do you have any other worst implementations?
No.
Yeah, that's it. Let's get out of the negative now and go to Dream IP. Doesn't have to be at all realistic. It's what would you like to see?
Well, obviously, Beastly Kingdom.
Yes.
Which isn't an IP, but I guess we'll attach it to Frozen.
Yeah.
Because...
Why not?
Why not? My dream obviously would be Beauty and the Beast stuff mm-hmm. in Disneyland.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, there's the restaurant mm-hmm. now, but like, I mean, I would love the dark ride to come. Mm-hmm. People always tease me. They're like, mm-hmm. they're going to close the theater and put that there. And I'm like, that would never happen.
No.
I wish tuna mm-hmm. fish, but I don't think that'll ever happen.
The only thing they're going to put over there is a Frozen Land.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, speaking of when Mickey and the Magical Map, it's uh-huh. funny because Dale's least favorite thing are shows.
I don't care for that show either.
No, just shows in general. Oh. He thinks they should get rid of all shows mm-hmm. and instead put rides or other experiences. He just doesn't. And we've never watched a show together. Mm. I don't think we've ever watched fireworks or a parade. I'm not saying get rid of parades. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
He doesn't sit down and watch. That's not what he goes to Disneyland for. Mm. So he's like,
I'm not a big show person either.
I was in the international parks.
Mm. I always have friends that would make me watch shows, and I got so sick of Magical Map because I'm like, I can't watch this anymore, guys. I had to watch many times.
That's right.
Yeah, because there's no Belle. That's why I didn't like it.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's so sarcastic right now. My goodness.
So here are some of my dream IPs. So Tony Baxter's Mary Poppins ride. So legend has it that Tony Baxter got a job for Disney by presenting a Mary Poppins ride. Mm-hmm. I want to go on that. Mm-hmm. I want to go on this ride. I want to go and you follow Mary, and it's probably going to be a dark ride and you fly on umbrellas. I don't know.
Oh, maybe you're like in, I don't know, something and like it's blustery. Mm-hmm. So like it whips you around. Ooh. And that's how you get, maybe yeah. it's like.
And it's like you go to a cartoon world at one point.
Oh, you know what I mm-hmm. love? I would love, I wish that they, and we talked about this with Tiff. Mm-hmm. I wish that they would take something from Animator's Palette over on the cruise line and do a ride where like you're in black and white, but then uh-huh. suddenly you're in color.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome.
That's not an IP, but.
Yeah. Color IP.
But we're off topic.
What? I would love a Big Hero 6 dark ride and roller coaster combo, kind of like the Finding Nemo in Paris.
Or Gringotts, Escape from yes, Gringotts.
Where it's like, it's a dark ride and there's animatronics, but you go fast and slow at certain points and yeah. you're flying with Baymax and he goes, hairy baby. And then you try to get his belly into a little costume and then that's the ride.
Oh, okay.
And you push on the belly.
That would be so cute.
Yeah. And you go past scenes and then you go fast and you're flying and then like you go past like, you know, Honey Lemon and like all the characters and then, you know, it's the end.
All right.
Another one of mine is, this is going to be your favorite, it's the Peggy Carter ride. I mentioned this one time. I made this up just on the spot. You're Peggy Carter and you're going through and kicking butt and then you get to kiss Captain America at the end.
But maybe it should be like Buzz Lightyear where you're like,
zew, yeah, you're shooting zew. And then there's Captain America at the end.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sorry, anyone who doesn't want to kiss Captain America, this ride's not for you.
Yeah, obviously.
Sorry.
Just like the shirtless Kylo Ren kissing booth yes. that I proposed for Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, that's also your dream IP. Mm. We're adding that to the list.
Just Kylo, I just love Kylo Ren so much. Tiff, oh, did you hear that? That was Tiff turning off her podcast. Oh, hello. Speaking of Tiff, the Who's It's and What's It's pop-up shop during
yes.
D23.
Oh, yes. Then I have the Rapunzel water. It's a dark ride in the water and you're on the boats. And it's similar to like maybe It's a Small World style.
No, it's similar. Hmm. Sorry, I'm like, no, yeah. your fantasy is wrong. It should be like Maelstrom where you go backwards and forwards yes. and over waterfalls. Yes.
And then like they have a big massive showroom scene like in Pirates, but it's, you know, all the boats and the lights
and the
all
lanterns.
Around you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and then you kind of like spin around them singing, "At last I see the light." We'll have to design that more.
Okay.
And then you like you go past the tower and it's all dark ride, animatronic, no like special, not special effects, what do you call it? No screens, just a lovely classic dark ride.
Oh,
that's
in
lit
water.
Beautifully and like lots of watercolors everywhere.
Yes, please.
And then I added a fifth one yesterday. Hocus Pocus ride where you fly on brooms and eat children.
I was with you until the eat children part.
And you're just, yeah, you're on little brooms and it's like Harry Potter, but it's like, no, it's like E.T., but uh-huh. you're on brooms uh-huh. and you fly around and you have to like suck the souls out of children.
Oh.
And then you sing at the end.
Okay.
Come little children, I'll take thee away. And then I wanted a Halloween Town, either dark ride or walkthrough.
Like the DCOM?
The Disney Channel movie, yeah. Halloween Town, yeah.
That's what the kids call it now. Oh. Disney Channel original movies are called DCOMs.
Oh. I also have dream shows and merchandise. Do you want me to go through those?
Go for it.
So I wanted a Parent Trap music spectacular, where it's just songs from the Parent Trap, but the 1960s Parent Trap.
Okay.
And then they have real-life twins performing, and they sing Let's Get Together.
So Dale and Robert.
Yeah, Dale and Robert. Then I want Fantasmic, but You Get to Be Mickey. So it's the entire show of Fantasmic, but everyone gets to be Mickey.
Okay.
And then I want a Xenon Girl of the 21st Century or 23rd Century, the Xenon show, where it's Protozoa's concert and Xenon's there. And then lastly, I want Rushmore the Musical, because technically Rushmore is a Touchstone Pictures movie,
Goodbye.
Which is owned by Disney.
No, you can't. Okay, then I want a Splash Ride.
They were going to have that.
Oh, shoot.
Trying to splash mountain.
I want three men and a little lady.
I would
ride.
Like that as well.
Oh man!
And then you go past the car. I remember my massage therapist Moon. She was telling me that she's like, do you know there's a movie that's really has a ghost in it and it's real? And she was telling me about Three Men and a Baby. I said, no, it's a cardboard cutout of Steve Guttenberg or one of the characters. She's like, no, it's a real ghost. It's really a haunted.
Whatever
movie.
Happened to Steve Guttenberg?
I don't know. He was in Tower of Terror, and then that was the end
with Kirsten Dunst.
Yes, Kirsten,
who was the voice of Kiki, and Kiki's still in the English dub.
Yeah, she was. And then I just want Babes in Toyland. Babes in Toyland merchandise and anything Wendy Darling merchandise.
Dale will 100%. He loves Babes in Toyland.
He does?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that, no.
He loves.
Are you gonna borrow
Babes in
my Mary Quite Contrary costume?
Probably.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't fit me anymore anyway. So do we have any final thoughts about IP?
No, I just like ice cream parlors.
Yeah, I have nothing against IP. I like it when it's done well.
I like it when it's a mix.
I wish there was not such a strong emphasis on it right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I know that what Bob Chapek said at opening of Galaxy's Edge upset a lot of people, because there is something to be said for stuff like Mystic Manor and stuff for, like, there is something to be said for stuff that's original, and there is something to be said for IP. I like a healthy mix.
Yes.
I just personally don't like lands that are specific. I like, like you said, the area of Fantasyland where it's like Alice area, I like. I don't like, even though I'm a hypocrite, I don't like when it's just one IP in a land.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, I like it with Harry Potter, but that is, you want to be in Hogwarts. Like, I've never thought I want to be in the Cars world, but I've thought I want to be in Hogwarts.
Right.
A special thanks to our patrons, Danny, David, Lauren, and Wynette. If you want to become one of our Patreons and hear our bonus episodes, go to patreon.com, 1313 Harbor. I think it's patreon.com/1313harbor the podcast. You can also go onto our Instagram and our website. There's links there. For $1 a month, you get news. For $5 a month, you get our bonus episodes. There's lots of levels. I think our patrons enjoy being our patrons.
They haven't said otherwise.
Yeah. So
we should ask Lauren.
We should. I was like, thank you, everybody. Lauren and Danny seem to be the ones we'll get a good opinion out of them.
Yeah, they'll tell us.
So thank you. And yeah, this was a patron recommended podcast. So thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Michelle, where can they find out more information about us?
Well, they can help other people find information about us by going on iTunes or Google
Podcast.
Google Podcasts, rating and reviewing.
Or Spotify.
Rate, review, share, like, all that jazz. You can also find us on Instagram at 1313 Harbor the Podcast, on Twitter at 1313 Harbor, or email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com.
Or our website, 1313harborthepodcast.com. Don't put that www dot in there.
If you do, you'll be sad.
You'll go to nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you to the person that told us how to fix it. We honestly just don't know how to. We read what you said, but our brains can't process it, so we don't know.
The forwarding website is also not a www dot, so I think that could be the issue. But one day,
I don't know what that means.
When we have time and money, we will build a proper website
with bios,
yes, and not just have a forwarding website.
Yeah.
So thank you for everyone who listened, and to all who come to this happy podcast. Welcome!